So we have Dr. Lachlan Ross here with us today to discuss his up-and-coming course that's going to be run by the MSCP, the Melbourne School of Continental Philosophy, called Marx, Nietzsche, Freud, The Impossible Dream of Freedom. How are you today, Hello. Lachlan?
I'm very well, thank you.
It's good to hear.
Looks pretty good.
Yeah, it is. It is. So I guess we can begin by just drawing a link, or you know, maybe you could trace out the link that you are hoping to draw between Marx, Nietzsche, and Freud.
Yeah. Bringing these guys together is always an interesting thing to do. I've been doing it for about 6 years at the Centre for Adult Education. And it's always interesting because it's kind of hard to tell how students are going to respond with kind of love or with hatred with these particular figures. But the main link that I'm interested in is that none of them believe that we're human.
Right.
Marx, Freud and Nietzsche, they all say, you think you're human, but you're not actually.
What might we be then?
Well, we have to become human, is my reading of these guys, which is extremely contested, basically, in all of the literature on these guys. But I think that for Marx, Freud, and for Nietzsche, you know, the goal is to actually become human.
Mm.
It's like we already think that we are, but we need to make that humanity real.
Yeah.
And we have to do it. We have to do it consciously. We have to do it through our own actions. We have to do it through psychoanalysis, through revolution, through transvaluations of values. They've all got different answers.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, they've got that similarity, but everything else is extremely different. Because Marx, of course, wants to fix the modern world. Nietzsche wants to abandon it.
Mm.
And, you know, Freud comes along at the end and says, just accept it. You know, there's no perfect world. There's no world in which you can even be particularly happy. Just forget about revolution. Forget about everything. Like, for Freud, it's more about reconciling people to certain facts about how hard it is to be a human.
Mm.
It's difficult. It's extremely hard. And no, there's no social formation for Freud that's going to make that better.
Mm.
So you've got three very different kinds of ways of thinking tied to a similarity, but the similarity is kind of Hegelian. Like, you know, Hegel believes that, you know, we don't really drive history. There's something external to us, Geist.
That it's somewhat determined outside of our powers.
It's completely outside the powers of individuals, yeah.
Mm. So what room is there for becoming human or, you know, revolution, say, if we're entirely determined prior to the moment?
This is what's trickiest, but basically it differs quite a great deal. Like, I think from Engels onwards, it's like human will becomes less and less of an issue. But for Marx himself, what humans think is still really important. Like, in my reading of it, at least, there's a feedback loop. It's like human beings act. The actions become alienated, they become solid, they become structures, and then we have to fight against them.
Hmm.
But we have some kind of agency.
Yeah.
Sorry, Julian?
Oh, no, I didn't say anything.
Like, Marx wants us to fight against our own objectified activity, and that's what capital is. Marx wants us to fight capital, and we have some agency to do so. And for Freud, you need to see an analyst if you want to become human.
Mm.
For Nietzsche, it's a little bit more complex again, but you have to kind of train a master drive or something.
Go see a couple of Greek tragedies here and there, maybe.
Well, yeah, definitely.
Mm. Yeah, I was wondering if we might talk about this this necroculture of capitalism by C. Thorpe, that the first paper on your reading list, and is a very interesting book, essay.
Yeah,
it kind of states that, you know, rather than ISIS being the death cult, that, you know, where we are in this capitalistic world, that this is the death cult. Yep.
And we are the death cult.
Yeah, we are the death cult.
Yes.
So, yeah, I was wondering whether you could tease out what he means by the necroculture of capitalism.
Yeah. Basically, Thorpe, his thesis is really interesting, and it is that he teases out something that's definitely present in Marx, and it's an idea that in capitalism, the dead rule the living. The product rules the producer, and we basically, when we let our lives be governed by markets, what we're basically doing is turning over control to products. And we're worshipping dead things. It's like, this is the fetishism of the commodity.
Like worshipping a mannequin or whatnot. Like an idol, yeah.
Well, everything. Mm. It's like a pair of shoes, an iPhone, a piece of coal, a power plant, a gun, a house. It's like all of this stuff, we worship it. And we worship it more than human life. We worship it more than what we are. It's like we'd rather have a bunch of stuff than basically live a rich inner life. This is the death cult.
Hmm.
And capital is in charge of it. We're not in charge of it. If you want to stop burning coal, it's not in the interest of capital, so we don't stop because we're not in charge. The dead rule the living. That's Marx's problem with capitalism all throughout his career, which is contested in the literature, but and that's my only criticism of Thorpe's article. Well, I haven't finished his book yet, but he only focuses on the early writings.
Okay.
And I say the later writings, that's where Marx really talks about alienation.
And alienated from a certain essence of becoming that we touched on before, where people have to have like their experiences mediated through technology or through social networking, and you know what is sacrificed for that is, you know, real human connection, I suppose.
The accumulation of capital is more important than anything. It's like if you look at a liberal government or a Republican government, it's like you can't spend money on healthcare because a surplus is always more important than spending money in hospitals. But what does this actually mean? It's like, what is a surplus? It's an accumulation of dead activity. So this is what we don't really understand, is that the things that we worship in our society, they're not natural things. They're things that are made. They're made by labor, and in labor we alienate a part of our essence. We make it into an encounterable object. And then when alienation becomes kind of a state, this objectified activity starts telling us what to do. It starts enchanting us and having more power than living humans do.
Mm.
That's the problem of capitalism, and that's
we work
kind
for
of
it.
My critique of... Sorry?
We work for it rather than it working for us,
Definitely.
Mm.
And you don't hear... this is... I shouldn't talk too much about it, but it's one of my kind of beefs about... activism and Marxism. It's like people talk about revolution, but they don't know why Marx hated capitalism. It's like, just step back for a second. Before you kind of commit to the revolution, let's be clear about what Marx didn't like. It's not inequality. It's not unequal distribution of wealth. It's the fact that we're not human. We're not free. We're
zombies.
We're zombies. And that's the other thing that Thorpe didn't emphasize is that it's one of my favorite books of the 21st century, but also Marx does emphasize that it's the capitalist that's the zombie, not us. If Thorpe had used more of the later writings, he would have emphasized that himself.
He does discuss, though, how, you know, capital, we become capital. You know, we become dead. Like, we ourselves now in, you know, corporate psychobabble are, you know, to be marketed. And our emotions are commodified, which is what Thorpe says, or quote somebody. You know, and we have to present ourselves as these happy-go-lucky things in order to be sold to, you know, in the market of the workforce, whatever.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, I don't know.
And like, I'm not a huge fan of Zizek, but one of the best things that I've heard him say is that one of the things that people outside of capitalist countries want, they don't really understand that what they're fighting for when they want to get involved, is basically the right to be abused by capital. It's like that's the right that we enjoy in a northern country. It's the right to basically be abused. The abuse has become better. It's become kinder. We've learned to like it, basically, but we're still basically putting on our shoes in the morning in order to serve our master. Our master is capital. Our master is human dead activity from past generations that was pulled out of, you know, Dickensian factories, the blood and sweat of children. Like, that's what, when I say that the dead rule us, that's kind of what we mean. It's our own activity, but it's also all of the activity that's been accumulated over the last couple hundred years.
Yes. Well, I think we're going to have to leave it there, Lachlan. But thanks so much for coming on, and hopefully some of you listeners out there will be able to get down to his course, which is coming up this Tuesday, the 14th of March. It's at Melbourne Uni. It's run by the Melbourne School of Continental Philosophy. What was that?
Sorry?
Oh, I thought you had something. You were going to say something.
No, please just do a course, if not mine, any of them. It's a fantastic institution.
Yes. Hopefully... you'll be able to make a Marxist out of some people.
Well, we'll see.